Welcome, welcome, Morning Star Travelers, to a new episode of Going Where We Have Not Been Before. We're going into the everlasting future. We're on the edge of breaking out of this planet and escaping because, friends, we're living in signs of the times of the days of Lot. That's where we're living in. If you needed someone to tell you, I don't know how. Jesus told us and asked us a question in Matthew 16:3. In the morning it will be stormy, and today the sky is red and gloomy, threatening looking. You can interpret the weather, but how do you interpret the appearance of the sky? But you can't interpret the signs of the times. Well, that's a question Jesus asked, and I'm asking you, can you see the signs of the times we're living in? You can rehearse some of it in Matthew 24 through starting in verse 33. Jesus gives a description. Then, dear friends, but let's start with we're living in perilous times. We're living in perplexity of nations. We're now on the edge of the tribulation. And Jesus said, Matthew 24:21, for there shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. So are we living in the times? The times we're living in are compared to the days of Lot. Luke 17:26-32. You can read about it. The days of Lot are warnings to escape. So the angels came down to Sodom and Gomorrah and told Lot to get his family and get out of Sodom. This planet is now Sodom. It's called the Evil Age. It's time for those who have been sealed and marked to escape what's coming on Sodom and Gomorrah, the planet. So, by the way, remember Lot's wife. So check out the message called SOS from Jesus. I can't read it. It's just too long. You can read it. There's no escaping ahead of time of Jesus stating clearly, John 17:15. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil in the world. You know, the destroyers that came to kill, steal, and destroy us. Then in Matthew 24:13, he said, and he that shall endure till the end will be saved. We're on an endurance test to the end. So verily, Jesus said, I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. So, the angels came to level Sodom. But first, they had to evacuate Lot and his family. The angels came to warn Lot to get out, to escape. They were told, it's going to rain fire and brimstone down on you. Genesis 19:24 said, the Lord of hosts is raining down from heaven brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the sky. So, we're going to destroy these cities and the entire plain. Everyone living there is going to be toast. Wipe out. God forewarns his people. Jesus already promised in Matthew 24:31, he shall send his angels with the sound of a great trumpet and gather together his elect from all of heaven. He's going to come and gather us together. There is also a promise the days would be shortened for the elect's sake. That's a supernatural fast-forwarding of time to help the elect endure till the end. So among very big signs of the time is the days of Noah, perversion, sexual depravity, violence, fighting, the globe scandal of the Epstein Club, and the world finding out that the global leaders are sick perverts still hasn't hit the human consciousness. The Epstein Club is the Sodom and Gomorrah Club, the unredeemable club. Humans selling their soul to collaborate with the aliens, the original unredeemables. Oh, by the way, the word aliens is a Hebrew word invented by Hebrews. But in Revelation 17:12, we have the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom, yet receive power a 1 hour as kings with the beast. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. Well, that's where we're at right now. The powers that be are collaborating with the beast to give their power. These kings, world leaders, alien collaborators who have sold out the human race for power, the rulers of the darkness of this world, they all lost their minds. They've been given over to reprobate minds. In Romans 1:28-29, it says, even though they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, which right now the rulers of the planet are all blaspheming the Lord right now. All of these leaders are blasphemers. So read Romans 1:28-29. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornicators, wickedness, covetousness, you name it. That's who we have for world leaders. Signs of the times are in your face. It's R-rated to even talk about it. Another sign of the times is technology. All technology was invented by the destroyers. They're called snare, net, veil over all nations. It's talking about Starlink, talking about AI. This technology is not human. It's paranormal. AI will take over all world systems. You will be tracked by your every move will be tracked. But if you live by faith, you are to be hid in Christ. You're to be in a secret place, sealed, cloaked, and marked to be translated out of here. You will be living supernatural lives. Just like Jesus, he escaped out of their midst. He vanished out of their sight when anyone tried to harm him. The Lord has already given his body supernatural protection called sealed and marked. Stay hid, stay sealed, and remember, you've been marked. The mark you've been marked with IDs you as an citizen of the next reality, where you had better be sowing and laying up treasure to multiply back to you in these evil times. You will be reaping what you hopefully have been sowing. Those who are hid in Christ will be doing exploits, preaching the gospel supernaturally with technology never heard of. Those who are in one accord, one mind will be gathered together, operating in his body and his mind. Then the end will come. So separate yourself from the evil age. Opt out of AI. Stay hid and let go of this life. We're on fast forward to the new beginning. This reality ended 2,000 years ago. So move on to our eternal home. Are you marked and sealed for the day of escape? All right, friends, I'll post this message on my website where you can read the other two I told you to read. And get your mind on things above. Jesus is on the way. He sent out the SOS. And be ready to blast out of here in the twinkling of an eye. So, see you on the other side. Bye-bye.